It's Future Leaders Day here on MyFM, and we're sitting down with five individuals under the age of 25 who are bettering our community in their own special ways. Right now, I'm sitting down with Bella Cunningham, who is the summer camp director at Pierce Williams. Now we'll just get right into things, Bella, with what would you say would be your biggest influence that has allowed you to get to the position you're in now?
I would definitely say my biggest influence has just been my dad. He is a kindergarten teacher, and so I always had the opportunity when I was really young and in my school ages to get to go and volunteer in his classroom and get to work in his classroom and just see how he cared for kids so much and how he coached and did all those things. And so he really helped to encourage me to go into work at summer camp and to go out working places with youth, and then has always just been on board with whatever I decide to do next and has just been super supportive. So it's definitely been him and then my siblings as well. But he's played a huge role in that, and teachers and bosses that I've had the chance to get to work with and be mentored with as well.
Amazing. Now, you mentioned obviously being a camper at one point. What advice would you have for other youth maybe hoping to kind of make that move from camper to maybe even CIT one day?
I would say to just go for it. Honestly, if you're a camper this summer, if you're a camper in the next couple of summers, just ask questions, ask the counselors questions, ask like the director questions, and just to see what advice they would give and what opportunities they could give. I would also say if they can volunteer in their own school. I remember being a bus patroller and thinking that was such a cool leadership opportunity, or running for student council and just having the chance to see if leading in that capacity was something to do. So yeah, just volunteer, maybe offer to babysit or to see if you like working with children, or if you're still younger, there's still so many opportunities you can do in your classroom just being a leader and asking your teacher if you can, you know, help with classmates or you can help do something. And I'm sure anyone would love the chance to have a helper or whatever. So
now, as someone who spends so much time or will be spending so much time in the summer, especially with the younger generation, what do you think some of the challenges are that are impacting our youth compared to maybe, let's say, our parents' generation?
Yeah, I think the youth right now and in this generation, they have to face a lot more comparison, I think. I think would be that one of the biggest struggles is having to always be shown other people and these realities that are on social media that are not super real, and just finding, you know, having to say, oh, well, this person has already done this and this person has achieved that. And yes, I want to be happy for them, but also what about me? When's my turn? And that can be super overwhelming to just always see that and to have self-doubt and to wonder, you know, this person gets to do something really cool and this person is already doing that and I'm not at that stage in my life. So I think that if I was a young person, I would definitely feel that. I mean, I do feel that as well, but it's hard to have to be kind of surrounded by this. And we forget that, you know, some of it's photoshopped and some of it is fake, but it's still very difficult to have to see that.
And then just kind of wrapping up, with this being your first full year as a camp director, where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
I see myself in 10 years and 5 years just doing a role that is continuing to serve people. I mean, I really think my purpose and a lot of that does come from, you know, serving others and just getting to find needs in the community and helping people to do that. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm kind of still in the same boat, but I know that it will be serving people and hopefully serving people, you know, on the margins and just young people and ensuring that people understand that they will always have someone in their corner. I definitely want to be a role model and a support for them and be there through awesome times, celebrate wins and successes, and also be there for hard times too. So